Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, January 8th, 2018. JFK Airport in New York City was a mess yesterday, and in today's lives of the saints and martyrs, a Norwegian saint. The Orlando Pulse nightclub shooter's wife knew about the shooting beforehand, and Sudanese bread riots are turning deadly. If you weren't a traveler at JFK Airport yesterday, you can consider yourself lucky. The airport was beset by delays, cancellations, and even flooding. Courtesy of Fox News.
The airport, we're told, is a mess, a nightmare. Lost luggage, not a lot of information in some cases, hours spent on the tarmac. In one case, a reported 7 hours. The plane sat for 7 hours waiting for a gate. And at this hour, airline flyers reporting that some flights are diverting from JFK again, with one overseas flight actually flying to Atlanta to clear customs before they have to get back up to JFK. Brian Yenis is following all this from our New York City newsroom.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, what's going on?
Eric, one of the nation's busiest airports is having an extraordinarily difficult weekend, to put it mildly. JFK Airport here in New York City has been besieged by cancellations and epic delays since the snowstorm hit Thursday. But now, to make matters worse, a water main break has flooded a terminal. Terminal 4, an international terminal, or the arrivals part, flooded 3 hours ago after a water main bursted, causing water to cascade into the arrivals area. People's baggage can be seen soaking up the water. The terminal has been evacuated. The fire department is on the scene. Here are exhausted passengers pushed to the brink, crowded after the water main break. I mean, it is just incredible.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. Jesus is with you, even when you don't feel his presence. He is never so close to you as he is during your spiritual battles. Coming up next, after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Thorfinn. You're listening to Crusade News.
The story of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution need to be told accurately, not as liberals would like them to be. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, it's Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to watch The Founding come to life in The Road to Independence and The Spirit of 76 on DVD. To order this Founding of America combo, go to FoundersDepot.com or call 866-483-3833. Order your Founding of America DVDs at FoundersDepot.com.
St. Thorfinn is one of those saints who was very popular in his time, but about whom not too much is currently known. He was Norwegian, possibly from Trondheim, and it is thought he might have been a Cistercian monk before being named Bishop of Hamar. His episcopacy fell during the reign of King Eric, dubbed priest-hater. Needless to say, he did not see eye to eye with the king, especially when the king repudiated an agreement made between a previous king and Archbishop John Raud of Nidaros, an agreement which confirmed clerical privileges, freedom of episcopal elections, and other such concerns. Archbishop Raud and his supporters, Bishop Andres of Oslo and Bishop Thorfinn, were exiled from Norway. Thorfinn, who was said by a fellow monk to have been mild-mannered yet firm-willed, ended up at the Abbey of Ter Dust near Bruges and died there in 1285. Saint Thorfinn, pray for us. Fox News reported that newly released FBI documents reveal that Noor Salman, the wife of Pulse nightclub shooter Omar Mateen, knew beforehand that he was going to launch an attack upon the nightclub.
The statement, written by an FBI agent and signed by Noor Salman, states, quote, "I knew on Saturday when Omar left the house about 5 p.m. that this was the time that he was going to do something bad. I knew when he left the house he was going to Orlando to attack the Pulse nightclub."
Friends 24 reports that the Sudanese began rioting on Saturday in the southeastern city of Sennar over rising bread prices. Last month, the Sudanese government announced that it was putting a halt to subsidies in its 2018 budget, a highly unpopular decision with inflation at 25% and a shortage of hard currency. The protests spread to Khartoum, Nyala, Jenina, and Al-Damazin. In Al-Damazin, protesters were attacked with tear gas, one student died, and prominent opposition leader Omal al-Daguir was arrested. The government has also attacked free speech, halting the sale of 6 newspapers whose coverage about subsidy cuts and price hikes were less than favorable. In this Celestial Musings, last night was the Golden Globes. Do we even care? I certainly didn't. I hear the women wore black to make a statement against sexual harassment. How nice. I suppose now they want us to know they stand for decency. Yeah, they do. I'll believe it when TV and film return to such a quality that we no longer need to atone for its effects any longer. For more news tips, follow me at my Twitter handle, @CrusadeNewscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.